is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, continuing dictation on patient Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Eva, E-V-A-A, date of birth 10-1-51, date of evaluation August 10, 2021. The dictation was brief, was dropped, period. This is a continuation of the prior dictation. She underwent left heart catheterization, period. Left main disease revealed a moderate caliper vessel without significant coronary artery disease, period. Left anterior descending was noted to be a moderate size vessel. It gave rise to two diagonal arteries, period. There is noted to be minimal luminal irregularities throughout the left anterior descending artery with 40% focal stenosis, period. Circumflex was normal with mild coronary artery disease approximating 10 to 20% throughout, period. Right coronary artery was dominant, period. It gave rise to the PDA and posterior lateral ventricular branch. There is osteos, 50% proximal posterior lateral branch has 40% stenosis, period. There is no significant coronary artery disease in the PDA, period. The patient was managed medically, period. No interventions were performed, period. She is seen here today in follow-up where she reports chest pain, but only when she eats something which is not well digested, period. Symptoms improve with Pepcid and Pepto-Bismol, period. She has fatigue and tiredness, period. She is able to walk 2 to 3 blocks before her leg gives out, period. She has had a positive PET scan at Fremont, period. Her past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number borderline diabetes, past surgical history, C-section times 2, next number oophorectomy, medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams PO daily, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, potassium chloride daily, Claritin, PRN, iron, unknown dose, Pepto-Bismol, and Norco. Allergies, penicillin results in skin breaking out, family history, father had bone cancer, question mark. Mother had CHF, question mark. Social history, patient reports cigarette smoking, alcohol, marijuana use, period. Review of systems, ears, there is tinnitus, period. Eyes, there is impaired vision, period. Nose, there is sneezing and sinus problems. Oral cavity, she has partials, period. Neck, she reports decreased motion and pain, period. Respiratory, she has dyspnea on exertion. Cardiac, she has history of lower extremity edema and swelling. Gastrointestinal, she reports abdominal pain, heartburn, and antacid use, period. She further reports rectal pain and bleeding. She has constipation and hemorrhoids, period. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable except occasional joint pains. The impression, correction, the physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 144/82, pulse 66, respiratory rate 20, weight 148.8 pounds, In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The neck reveals bilateral bruit. The cardiac exam, regular rate and rhythm, with grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic area. She is noted to have normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 or S4, period. There is no increased JVD. Carotid demonstrates normal upstroke and volume, period. The impression, 1, cystic aortic stenosis. Next number, mild coronary artery disease. Next number, dyspnea. Next number, carotid bruit. Next number, chest pain. The plan, obtain carotid duplex, echocardiogram, and EKG. Follow-up, post-testing. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.